For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Glory to God. Let's open in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the health that you provide, your saving health, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And I ask, Lord, that tonight everyone be of an understanding heart of your word concerning healing and health in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We're looking tonight at Go to God for Your Healing. So I pray that you are expectant, that you're not just thinking, well, it's just the word of man, but in fact you see that it's the very word of God that we're talking about here tonight. And that's what we believe, that's what we take into our hearts and believe. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart. So we need to get that word into our heart to be able to have faith arising and understanding what the Lord wants for his people. So go to God for your healing. We'll start from Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, 26. We have a covenant with God, and it's better than the old covenant. We have a new covenant cut in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that new covenant tells us that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus, by his stripes, we were healed. In other words, there was something that happened on the cross, and it was that Christ was made a curse for us. He took sin and all the effects of sin upon himself. Praise the Lord. And he became our substitute, our divine substitute. And we need to see the nature of God, and Exodus 15 verse 26 tells us the nature of God towards his people. Verse 26 says, talking about God, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So you see that obedience to God gives you access to the blessings. And of course, disobedience, we see those diseases came upon the Egyptians because of their disobedience and rebellion. And of course, they were under the curse, under judgment. But notice what he says right at the very end there, and we need to take this into our hearts and believe it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So you see, that's a present tense thing. So he heals us. And he's not saying, oh, I'm the Lord that once healed. And notice it's healeth thee. Thee is a singular you. So we know that it's for every single person. But he is our personal Lord that is healing us, healing us. So we need to see that God is the same yesterday, today and forever, and he's still healing today. He's still healing today, and he wants his people to come into access to healing and health. Now, what we don't do is we don't look around and say, well, that Christian never received their healing, and they died of such and such, so isn't God at work today? Well, he is at work. He does things according to what he says they should be done by. Okay, remember the scripture says, thy faith hath made thee whole. God wants us to approach everything by faith in a believing heart. He wants us to be people that say, well, I seek you, Lord, and I seek what you want and your will, and I want to understand what you have to say about things. And Lord, if there's an adjustment in my life, then I need to do that. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin said that in many of his healing while he had healing campaigns, he would tell people not to come up straight away when they came to go for healing in the healing lines, but to allow the word of God to come in. And many times people, when they hear the word of God, they realise that they need adjustment. An adjustment might be in the area of forgiving, might be in the area of love. And this is a very important thing to understand. The word of God is a washing word for believers, and it'll enable us to have a renewed mind about things. And so as we approach the Lord, we must approach him by faith and in an honest heart and say, Lord, I know that your way is the right way. Look at 2 Chronicles 16, verses 12 and 13. We'll see. This is something that a king did, and it was the wrong way. And then we'll look at another king later on who did it the right way. So we'll look at an example of a king that did something wrong and an example of a king that did something right in the area of healing. So 2 Chronicles 16 verses 12 and 13. This is 12 and 13. And it's talking about King Asa here. And it says here, verse 12, and Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. So, 39th year of his reign, he was diseased in his feet and it became exceeding great. It got worse and worse and worse and worse, and he died 2 years later. Now, this is very important, what it says here. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord but to the physicians. Going to the Lord first matches up with seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We're not against physicians. We're not against doctors. Okay, we're not even against medicine. But what we are against and what we should understand is not going to the Lord and not seeking the Lord first. God must be first. We must put him first. We must ask him first. We must acknowledge him as the Lord that healeth us. We must put him first. And it's important for us to see the order here. And Asa got it back to front. He went to the physicians first. He went to the physicians above the Lord. And we should not do that. Christians should believe the Lord and seek the Lord. Now, we understand that faith needs to grow in people. And certainly those who have been exposed to the word of healing for a long time, you would expect their faith to be greater than those who have had less exposure to it. And this is an important concept to understand as well. So we must be people that seek first the kingdom of God. Let's look at Matthew 6, verse 33. Matthew 6, 33. God must be first. He has to be first. If we don't put him first in everything, not just in some things, but in everything, then we've got things back to front. We've got things back to front. God wants to, and you know this is his will because it says it, God wants to add things to your life. He wants to put things into your life, good things into your life. Okay? Verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, so notice the word first. Now, the Bible says that Asa sought not to the Lord in his disease, but to the physicians. So he did not do any seeking of the Lord, and certainly the Lord was not first. We must see that seek ye first the kingdom of God, and within the kingdom of God is healing and health and strength and deliverance, okay, must be first. Must be first. You go to the Lord first, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So God wants us to go to him, because he is our Lord, he is our Saviour, he is our strength, the Bible says. He is our health, the health of our countenance. He is our Lord that healeth us. He heals us. Okay? We need to go to him first. Put him first. Let's have a look at an example of a king that did the right thing. King Hezekiah. 2 Chronicles 30. Let's have a look at 2 Chronicles 30. So we looked at an example of a king that did the wrong thing and ended up not being healed, but dying in his disease, and no doubt it was quite agonizing, dying in his disease. But here we see an example of a king that went to God, and this is important for us to see this. And there's many other examples in Scripture. So we're looking at 2 Chronicles 30, verses 18 to 20. 2 Chronicles 30, 18 to 20. And have a look at what it says here. For a multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. Now, they were doing something of which they were ignorant of, but they were doing it wrong in terms of approaching the Passover at the time. But notice what it says. But Hezekiah prayed for them. So what did he do? Went to God, didn't he? Went to God, prayed for them, saying, "The good Lord pardon everyone that prepareth his heart," notice what it says, "to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary." Verse 20 says, "And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people." This is an important thing to understand. He went to the Lord. He said, "These people are seeking you, Lord. They've been seeking you." And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. So he put the Lord first. He went to the Lord first. Obviously, there was something they needed to be healed from. And the Lord healed the people. Praise the Lord. This is a good thing for us to understand. He put the Lord first, and there is blessing that can come in. Blessing that can come in. Have a look at Psalm 6 and verse 2. What we see, many of the Psalms were written by David. There were certain things that David did, and he contracted sickness. One of those, of course, was adultery. And he contracted sickness. But you'll notice in the Psalms, because he did repent, and he did go to the Lord, and you see it in the Psalms over and over where he went to the Lord. And we see here in times when he was physically afflicted, he went to the Lord. We'll look at a few examples in the book of Psalms. Psalm 6, verse 2, he says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed." So something was wrong in his body, okay? But what did he do? He went to the Lord. He asked God for mercy, and God is merciful. His mercy endureth forever. He asked God for mercy, and he said, "For I am weak, O Lord, heal me." So that's what he was after, in God's mercy, God's healing mercy. "Heal me, for my bones are vexed." So there was a vexation, and he had come into this vexation, but he did go to the Lord, You did go to the Lord and ask for the Lord's mercy. And this is something we can do. And the Lord is very merciful to his people. Even if his people have gone astray, they can come back to him. They can acknowledge him. And if there needs to be things that are repented of, well, that's something that every individual must, before the Lord, acknowledge, yes, I need to repent of this and get cleansing by the blood of Jesus and forgiveness. So this is something that as we're of an honest heart, we come before the Lord, get things right, and we seek him and we can ask him for mercy. And here we see one example. If you go across to Psalm 30 verse 2, we see also in Psalm 30 verse 2, notice what it says here, and this is important for us to see as well. In Psalm 30 verse 2 it says, O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. So who did he go to?
God.
O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. So it's important for us to go to God. To go to God for our healing. To go to God for our strength, for deliverance. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. It's a wonderful statement, isn't it? Thou hast healed me. Glory to God. You know, we need to see the right way of looking at things. What the right way of looking at things is that the Lord is the God that heals us. He is our God, he's our Lord, he's the Lord that healeth us. Healeth thee, you individually. And he responds to people seeking him, coming to him with an honest heart, okay, and crying out to him. He responds to that if it's done in faith and trust. All right? It's important for us to see this. Have a look also at Psalm 41, verse 4. Psalm 41, verse 4. Now you'll notice in the Bible there is a lot about healing and health. It's not a small subject. It's a big subject. And so you might say, well, why is there so much ignorance about it? Well, it's got to be preached and taught, doesn't it? It's got to be believed, preached and taught. And Psalm 41 and verse 4. If it wasn't preached and taught, then people can't get faith for it and they can't believe for it. It must have been a big component in the ministry of Jesus when he was on earth, because many people came to hear the word, the Bible says, and he healed them all. Okay, so healing was available. They came to hear the word. Here we see in Psalm 41, and we're looking at verse 4, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Here he is acknowledging his sin and asking for healing of his soul. So that can be called inner healing, healing of the mind, will and emotions, okay? But it is part of the healing that has been provided for by the Lord Jesus Christ in the salvation that's been provided. Glory to God. But notice, once again, he asked the Lord for mercy. He said, Lord, be merciful unto me. He asked the Lord for his healing mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. So we see that he clearly is coming to the Lord. And when you come to the Lord can do things for you. If you don't come to the Lord, well, you're leaving him out, aren't you? And that is a very unwise thing to do. Because the Lord is very merciful. His mercy endureth forever. He's very merciful to his people. And he will hear your cry. He will hear as you come to him. Glory to God. If you also look at Psalm 40, we'll go back to verses 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. So obviously going to the Lord, where he'll hear your cry, is a witness to others as well. If they always see Christians going to everything else except to the Lord, there's no witness in that. But you know, we need to be people that have a witness. And you know, I'm going to give a healing testimony for myself. Okay, I did something to my arm several months ago, and my arm started to seize up. I'm talking about my right arm. It started to seize up, and there was pain going along the wrist around that. It might have been I had slept on it the wrong way. I did something wrong to it. It was persistent. And I asked the Father, I went to the Lord and asked the Father to heal me in the name of Jesus. And I said, I believe I received that. And from that time forward, it got better and better. And now it's no pain whatsoever in it. That's a testimony. Give all glory to God. And I'm sure all of us can give testimonies similar to that. But you know, you've got to go to the Lord and acknowledge that he is your healer. Glory to God. Let's also have a look at Genesis 20, verses 17 and 18. Genesis 20. Here we see Abraham went to the Lord. And now we could talk a lot about Abraham. Obviously, he believed in his old age for strength, for his wife to conceive seed, and for him to have a child. So clearly, he became advanced in faith for healing and health and strength. Okay, looking at Genesis 20, verses 17 and 18, let's look at what this says. Genesis 20, verses 17 and 18. And this is what it says. And Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. And the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, we won't go into detail about that story. You can read the whole story in Genesis 20 for yourself. But understand that there came judgment upon Abimelech and his household. But notice that God heeded Abraham, who went to God. Okay? Abraham prayed unto God. That's a significant statement. Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bear children. It's no coincidence that it's in the area of bearing children, is it? Because obviously Abraham later on had a child by Sarah. So we see here that God responds to prayer, and Abraham was a man of faith. We know that. God responds to prayer in faith, and will grant the petition of that prayer. Will grant that. Glory to God. Let's look at Matthew 20, verses 29 to 34. Go to God for your healing is what we're talking about tonight. Go to God for your healing. And putting the Lord first. We're not against physicians, we're not against doctors. But we have to get things right in terms of what's the right order in our life, what's the right priority, what does the Bible say and point to. Now in Matthew 20, we'll look at verses 29 to 34 of Matthew 20. And we see here another example of people going to the Lord and asking for mercy. In Matthew 20, starting from verse 29, and as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, talking about Jesus, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" They said unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Notice where they saw the solution for their blindness. They saw the solution in the Lord. That's why they went to the Lord. "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." They had heard, no doubt they had heard that Jesus was healing, and they no doubt heard the word that Jesus was healing, of what Jesus was preaching concerning healing as well, so that they could come to the Lord and ask for mercy, which they did. Now the Lord didn't turn them away, you'll notice. The Lord asked them, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" And they say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." And God responded, Jesus responded, and had compassion on them. So they received sight, and they followed him, praise the Lord. This is a good thing. Look at 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. Just a couple more scriptures, because we need to see very clearly that going to the Lord is important. Going to the Lord is so very important. Okay? A lot of things are solved by trusting in the Lord and not by trusting in the arm of the flesh. All right. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. "And this is the confidence that we have in him," that's in God, "that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Well, we need to do what the Lord says, and that is to be filled with the knowledge of his will. The book of Colossians tells us that we should be filled with the knowledge of his will. That means that we get the word of God into our heart. I mentioned about hiding the word into your heart. And the Bible says that his word is health to all our flesh. Okay, so clearly we can have confidence in him. This is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything, well, that would include healing, wouldn't it? According to his will, is it the will of the Lord to heal us? Yes. Jesus said, "I will," when he was asked, "If thou wilt." And we know that people don't pray for healing or come to God for healing or for mercy if they don't believe that it's the will of God for healing and mercy, his merciful healing. So you see here, he hears us. Just like he hearkened to Hezekiah and to Abraham, he can hearken to you and me as we pray in faith. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Now, the Lord is wanting his people to be responsive to him and to his will. Okay? His will is for us to be strong, for us to be healed, for us to have health, health to all our flesh. Now, that means we need to put priority on God's word, on his ways, and put him first, as we read before. Let's lastly look at James 5, verses 14 to 16. James 5, 14 to 16. Now, God tonight, I believe, is present to heal. He is a merciful God, as we've said. He is a healing God. He is the God of strength, the God of healing. And he has made himself available and his mercy available. We're not people that have no access to the blessing of God. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ has made a curse for us. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And so we're part of the redeemed. We've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. So we're looking at James 5, verses 14 to 16. And you'll see the will of God coming through very clearly here. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So what shall save the sick? The prayer of faith, okay, shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Sometimes sin can get in the way. Okay, we need to get that out. That's what it says in verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's what it says there. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. All right? So praying for one another, and the Bible talks about laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praying for one another is very important. Why would you pray for someone to be healed unless it's God's will for them to be healed? Okay? So we don't say, Lord, if it be thy will, heal that person. No, we say, Father, we ask for that person to be healed. Okay? Now this is important for us to see that. And I pray that tonight you have understood, and it you know, obviously, as we've been preaching and teaching on the word of God, more and more the word of healing has come into our hearts, and we're building up our faith in this, and there's opportunity for us to get into the word, and there's good teaching and preaching available from the past as well. We don't have to be deficient in this area. We can build ourselves up on our most holy faith. We can be people that grow in the knowledge of God. Glory to God. Okay, let's quieten our hearts before the Lord. I want to give an opportunity to anyone in the presence of God that would like to receive their healing tonight, because we're going to pray and ask the Lord for you to be healed. And give you an opportunity. So just bow your heads, and before the Lord, we acknowledge you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. We thank you, Lord, for your word, the word of healing. It is a word of faith. It's preached and taught, and Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. You are the Lord that healeth us. You heal us. You're the healer. We come to you tonight. We come to you tonight. Glory to God.